Thanks for listening to today's Real Estate for Breakfast podcast. I would now like to tell you a brief story about how an inexpensive do-it-yourself job can end up being very costly. King Tutankhamun, King Tut, was 9 years old when he ascended the throne as the pharaoh of ancient Egypt over 3,300 years ago. He ruled ancient Egypt for almost 10 years until his death at age 19 around 1324 BC. Like all ancient pharaohs, he was worshipped as a god, and when he died following the ancient Egyptian religion, he was embalmed, wrapped in cloth, and mummified. Because of his short reign, he and his tomb were virtually unknown until British archaeologist Howard Carter discovered King Tut's tomb in 1922, completely intact and undisturbed. Thereafter, King Tut, with over 5,000 ancient artifacts found in his burial chamber, became a household name and the world's most famous pharaoh. So vast was this find of solid gold coffins, thrones, archery bows, food, wine, and even sandals that it took Carter and his team over 10 years to catalog the artifacts found in Tut's tomb. But of all the artifacts that Carter found, the Golden Death Mask is the most well-known. Now, in the Egyptian Museum, it continues to be among the most popular of ancient Egyptian artifacts. It is said that the Golden Death Mask was used to cover Tut's head and shoulders for spiritual protection, as well as for safe entry into the afterlife. The mask is an ancient masterpiece and considered priceless. Some believe its value exceeds $2 million. It's made of solid gold and is inlaid with semi-precious stones such as lapis lazuli, the source of the intense blue in the mask, obsidian, and quartz. Prominent on the mask is the long ceremonial braided gold beard, which was an important symbol of divinity and power in ancient Egypt. So important was this ancient symbol that even Queen Hatshepsut, who ruled over Egypt from 1473 to 1458 BCE, portrayed herself in statues and paintings wearing a beard. Imagine then the horror that 8 workers at the Egyptian Museum felt when they snapped Tut's beard off the mask while moving it from a display case. It was an accident, of course, but instead of bringing the broken ancient relic to the attention of the museum's artifact restoration specialist, they quickly covered up their mistake with their own fix. They layered common household glue to reattach the beard to the mask. While doing so, they created a crust-like segment between the beard and mask, and they also scratched the golden mask. When the bungled fix was discovered by Egyptian antiquity experts in 2014, all of the workers, including the museum's director, were fired. The Egyptian museum sent the death mask to artifact experts in Germany for restoration. The German restoration efforts included the use of 3D imaging and X-rays, along with using specialized wooden tools to meticulously remove the encrusted glue from the beard. It took over 2 months of intense work for the experts to remove the crusty glue, and when they finished, they reattached the beard with, of all things, beeswax. The total cost for the beeswax fix, $110,000. The Egyptian authorities later prosecuted the museum's director and employees for gross negligence and for the blatant violation of scientific and professional standards concerning the repair of ancient relics. They also faced heavy fines. They chose the path of least resistance by hastily applying common household glue. When the situation clearly called for an expert's focus and attention to one of antiquity, dedicated to your success, David Sobel.